stand up, stand up, stand up.
Yeah, stand up.
Praise the Lord.
You need to
stand up, stand up, stand up.
Yeah.
and praise.
Praise who?
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And worship the Lord. And I'd like to just thank the pastor of this fine church.
That's right.
Amen. And
Lois Curry, who I love dearly. From the time that I met her, I do indeed love her dearly. Something, just something about her. It's a sweet, sweet, sweet spirit. About it. I don't just say that to anyone. It's certain people you can see and you can tell. It's just something about it.
Amen. Amen.
Can talk with flowery tones and fancy and all of that, but it's something about a man or woman of God. That's something that just will mesh with your spirit.
Amen. Amen.
So you're blessed to have such a fine pastor. And
amen.
To the other members of this fine church,
amen.
Chalk Level CME Church, just want to say good afternoon to y'all.
And yes.
I'm glad to be here.
Amen.
I'd like to thank the members of CLLC,
amen.
The ones that did come and travel with us. Some may be out there yet trying to get here because of the GPS don't get you there. I printed it out because they gave me a warning when I put it on my phone. It said, you may want to print it. GPS might hiccup on you.
So,
and I do think my grandson said it did hiccup on him. Playing something. But we are glad to be here. It was a wonderful trip down. Coming the scenic route, we came the route that they tell me that you travel. Reverend Purdy tell me you travel the scenic route. So we traveled the scenic route. And it was beautiful. We really enjoyed it.
Amen.
But I do want to say it's an honor. It's a privilege.
Mm-hmm.
And as always, it's an awesome, awesome, awesome responsibility
mm-hmm.
to stand before you and profess the word of God.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Let us go to God in prayer. Increase, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Increase, Lord, as I decrease. Mm-hmm. Move me right now, Lord. Move me out of myself and fill me right now fresh, Lord God, with a fresh dose of the Holy Spirit, Lord God. Take complete control as I submit to you, Lord. Take control right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Hide me, Lord. Hide me. Way, way, way behind the cross, Lord. For that, nothing that I have to say, Lord, boy, God, but it's you that we need to hear
yes.
from.
Yes. 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 Speak,
Lord.
Thank
your way, Lord.
Mm.
Use me, Lord, and do with me what you wish, Lord, but use me.
Use the Lord.
Have your way, Lord. I submit. Take control right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I want to speak to you briefly this afternoon, as brief as the Lord will allow me.
Amen.
If that could be any amount of time, I'm not sure what that might be.
Have your way, God.
Amen.
But if you would turn with me in your Bibles to the second letter from Paul to the Corinthians. And I'm going to just read a couple of verses out of that fifth chapter. I'm going to revert back to the fourth and try to cover that subject matter that Paul is talking about there. Starting in the fifth chapter of 2 Corinthians, the sixth verse. The sixth verse says, so we are always confident.
Uh-huh.
Even though we know that as long as we live in these bodies, we're not at home mm-hmm. with the Lord.
All right now.
For we live by believing and not by seeing.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
For we live by believing and not by seeing.
That's right.
And the 20th verse says, So we are Christ's ambassadors. Christ is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God.
Amen.
And if you're looking at the projection, it's coming from King, that's coming from the Amplified. I'm coming from the New Living Translation.
All right.
We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God.
Lord have mercy.
And I want to use as a super topic this afternoon, call to be ambassadors for Christ.
All right now.
You know, everything is, all kinds of things are going on in this world.
Everything.
It's so much news, and some people say you need to pull away from the TV and stop watching news, but you can't get away from it. There's so much going on now. You can't get away from it. And everywhere you go, you see a TV or somebody talking about it.
Yeah.
You got earthquakes in California. Hurricanes and flooding in New Orleans.
Yes.
Yeah.
Always chaos in D.C.
Yeah. All right, all right.
Come on, pray for us.
Come on, Cloud.
Yeah.
Send her back.
Oh. Yeah. Wow. Wow. Lord have mercy.
I digress, and then I told my wife this. It's about time we, as a church, start talking to the evangelicals and come up with a chant for them and send them back.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Because somebody needs to go back to the God that they claim
to serve. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on. Preach back.
Gotten so bad that the chaplain stood up in the house and he prayed to cast out dark spirits.
That's right.
I didn't make that up.
That's right.
It's in the House of Representatives of this country.
Yes.
The chaplain praying, get rid of the dark spirits. Church, it's time that we do what we're called to do. We're called to be ambassadors of Christ. We need to represent.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
That's right.
Amen.
Stand up.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Praise.
That's right. That's right.
And praise the Lord. Stand up.
Yes. That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. That's right.
Let somebody know that.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
I serve a God that's got
yes.
all power in his hand, and,
yes.
and I got confidence
yes.
that's right.
in my God. Stand up.
Stand yes. up. That's
Amen.
Right. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was asked to speak here today for the pastor's anniversary. I started immediately praying, meditating, and pondering over the message that God would have me to bring.
Amen.
And God allowed me to look in the mirror at myself and at other professing Christians all around.
Amen.
Have you ever asked yourself, what's the difference in me and some of the other good people around me? Just seems that there's something missing.
That's right.
Something that ought to separate Christians from the rest of the world. Should be by not by how they run around and run their mouth,
no, right,
what
no,
they
no,
say.
No, right.
It ought to be something different about a Christian. You ought to stand out in a crowd.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Somebody ought to say, I want some of what he got.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
I don't know what it is, but I want some.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
That just ought to be some discernible difference in
us. Yes.
That's right.
Then I thought about my co-laborer, Reverend Dolores Perry, and I said to myself, I thought, whatever it is, she got it.
All right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Preach, Pastor.
That's all right.
Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
It's something when you walk around, you go in a church and it's full of pastors and ministers and church goers, but you can feel.
All right, yeah. Watch out, watch out. Yes, sir.
She got it.
Oh, yeah.
That's all right.
You know, a true Christian is what God calls for now.
That's right.
A true Christian, an ambassador for Christ.
Amen. That's right.
A Christian whose faith is tested and true.
That's
yes.
Right. That's right.
Yes.
You know, when you start talking about faith and tested faith, and you think about it, what is tested faith? Faith, tested faith is when you're going through something.
That's right.
And you don't know which way to turn and which way to go, but you can cry to the Lord, Lord, take me back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Make it plain.
That's take right. me back, dear Lord, to where when I first believed. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
somebody know what I'm talking about? That when I first believed, when I felt like I could do anything, I had something on the inside. You could knock me down, but you couldn't hold me there because
yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Come on there.
Tested,
that's all right, brother.
Tested faith where you can look back to where I came from.
That's right. That's right.
Peter calls it the trial of your faith.
That's right.
You know, it's not easy to be a pastor in a small church. I know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
all right.
Yes.
All right.
Yes,
all right.
Yes,
in a large religious organization.
All right now.
And for a long time, sometimes it'll make you go down to your knees and you want to cry sometimes. Lord,
Lord, have mercy. Speak, Lord.
You know, this message, it's a personal message, but it's really for everyone.
Everyone.
You see, I want to talk about a special type of person, the kind of person that the world needs more of.
That's right.
Yes.
The type of person that Reverend Dolores Perry is.
Amen.
So you call yourself a Christian.
All right now. You call yourself.
So what kind of Christian are you?
Right. What kind are you?
What does it take to be a true Christian?
That's right.
An ambassador for Christ.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
What does it take to be what God calls us? Mm-hmm. To be.
All right.
You need to have a defined motive. Why do you do what you do?
That's right.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Because if you don't know that, you're off to a bad start.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
That's right.
You need to have a method for getting to where you're trying to go.
Yeah. That's right. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm.
And then you need to have a mindset.
Amen.
Got my mind
made up.
Made up.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
got my mind on the Lord, I don't have time for nothing else. I got my mind set.
That's right.
Then you have to understand the mystery.
Mm-hmm. The mystery.
Hallelujah.
Lord have mercy.
Well, allow me, I'm going to take my time.
Take your time.
Allow me to go back to chapter 4 just to set this all in context. Paul began that fourth chapter of 2 Corinthians mm-hmm. by declaring that since we have this ministry,
that's right.
All right.
As we have received mercy, we do not lose heart.
That's right. Don't lose heart.
Y'all know what I'm talking about.
That's right. Yes.
You know, Paul in that fourth chapter describes all that he's gone through.
Yes.
And Paul went through some stuff.
Yes, he did.
Yes,
he did.
Paul might say that it might look bad on the outside.
That's right.
You might see suffering and you might see me taking a beating, but on the inside.
Yes, all right. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, sir.
I got something
that's right.
on the inside.
Yes.
You knock me back, I spring right back up.
That's all right. That's all right. Yes, sir. You're preaching.
Amen.
You're preaching.
Then that 16th verse in that same chapter, fourth chapter, it says that that is why we never give up.
That's right.
Though our bodies are dying and our spirits are being renewed every day.
Hallelujah.
For our present troubles are small and won't last long.
No.
Yes.
Sometimes it seems like I know I ain't going to get my countdown clock on this 4 years.
Yes. That's right.
It seems like forever.
Yep.
But this too shall pass. It won't last long.
That's right.
So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen.
That's right.
For the things we see now will soon be gone. But the things we cannot see will last forever.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's all right.
Then we get into that fifth chapter, that scripture that's often you hear it preached at funerals.
That's right.
But that's not its primary application. It's actually a call for us to live for Christ.
Yes.
It's a call for us to devote our lives to Him. It's a call for us to be ambassadors for Christ.
That's right.
What they said at the funeral, they said, for we know that when this earthly tent we live in is taken down, that is, when we die and leave this earthly body, we have a house in heaven and eternal body made for us by God Himself and not by human hands. But we take it too lightly, and we only hear when somebody is laying in front of us. But that should be a joy to us, knowing that God has a place.
Yes.
God has a purpose.
Yes.
There's more to it than just this.
That's right.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
So we are always confident.
Always.
Even though we know that as long as you live in these bodies, we're not at home with the Lord.
Yes.
For we live by believing.
Mm-hmm.
And not by seeing.
That's right.
The 18th verse, then that fifth chapter says, And all of this is a gift from God.
That's right. All of it is a gift.
Who brought us back to himself through Christ. And God has given us this task of reconciling people to him. For God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sin against them. He gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. So, we are Christ's ambassadors.
That's right. Amen. Yes, we are.
I'm not telling you to get a mega horn and go out and start shouting and telling people to come to the Lord. All I'm asking you to do is to walk right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Talk right.
Yes.
Talk right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Stop lying to your friends.
All right.
You represent something much higher than you are. You're supposed to be a representative of the Almighty God.
That's all right.
Amen.
Walk like it.
Walk like it.
Talk like it. Don't leave here and go back to the street and do what you've been doing and wait till next Sunday. Walk like it. Talk like it. Live like it. An ambassador for Christ. You ought to be walking in such a way that you walk through these doors and somebody will follow you and not even know where they were going.
That's right. That's right, man.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on, Pastor.
Because there was something.
There's something about it.
About it.
That's right.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's all right.
Amen.
I looked at these men right here behind me. I've known them all a long time through the ups and downs.
That's right.
Come on.
Just like me, I knew them when they weren't walking right.
That's right.
Come on.
That's right.
Because I was not walking right.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Preach.
That's right.
Tell the truth.
But now you look at them when they walk in the church.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't think they stopped smiling since they got
there. Amen. Amen. Amen.
And they're not just smiling for a show. They're smiling because they are happy in where they are in the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you,
Jesus. Take me back to where I first believed.
That's right.
Ambassadors, this is not our home. We are here to reflect God's official position. We have been approved by God and entrusted with his gospel.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord. We are empowered by the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Motivated.
Yes. Motivated. That's right.
Oh, man.
All right now. Yeah. All right now.
Yeah. Motivated by
that's all right.
The fear of the Lord
that's right.
The knowledge of Christ's love. We are motivated.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
What motivates you to be true to your calling? The scripture says this. It says in verse 11, because we understand our fearful responsibility to the Lord.
Yes.
We work hard to persuade others. Not by talking, but by walking.
Yes. That's right. That's right.
God knows we are sincere, and I hope you know this too. Verse 12, which I particularly like, and I want you to take that, Reverend Perry. It says, are we commending ourselves to you again? No, we're giving you a reason to be proud of us. So you can answer those who brag about a spectacular ministry.
Uh-huh. All right. Come on.
Rather than a sincere heart.
That's right. All right. All right. That's all right. That's all right. Yes, sir.
You see, you may have 10,000 people out there.
That's right. Yes.
You might have some flowery speech and fancy sermons, but they don't get what chalk level get because they get a sincere.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Paul goes on, he said, if it seems like we're crazy, it's to bring glory to God.
Right. Yes.
He said, if we in our right minds, it's for your benefit.
Yes.
But either way, Christ's love controls us. We are motivated.
Yes.
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 Amen. That's right.
Thank
you.
Motivated.
Then a method. We need a method. That's the way by which we reach the object of our faith. We need a method.
Yes.
This is a Methodist church.
Uh-huh. All right now.
Well,
all right. All right now.
Don't matter whether it's Methodist, whether it's
right
holiness.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right. Come on.
The way by which you reach the object of your faith.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Have you got good religion?
All right.
Yeah.
All right now.
Yes.
Certainly, Lord.
Certainly, Lord.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. That's right.
Verse 15 says he died for everyone.
Yes.
So that those who receive his new life will no longer live for themselves.
Right.
Instead, they will live for Christ who died and was raised for them.
Yes.
Amen.
Jesus said to Thomas in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. Have you got good religion?
Yes, sir. That's all right.
A method. The method by which you can reach the object of your faith.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Allow me to spend just a minute there. Because in order to understand this method that a true Christian has to have, you need to understand religion.
All right. All right.
And spirituality.
That's all right. Teach it.
And relationship.
That's right. Teach it, preach it.
Yes.
Teach it. Yes, sir.
You see, religion is a set of beliefs and rituals that supposedly rightly relates a person to God.
Supposedly.
All right.
Spirituality is a focus on spiritual things and the spiritual world that supposedly results in a right relationship with God. But true Christianity is that relationship that both religion and spirituality strive to obtain.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Ephesians 2:8-9 reveals that a person becomes a Christian by faith.
By faith.
Not by following a list of rules. That would be religion.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Or good works, that would be human effort.
Yes.
For by grace you have been saved through faith.
Through faith.
And you didn't have nothing to do with it.
All right. You have nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it.
Come on.
Ooh,
Lord, thank you.
That's all right.
Thank you.
It's a gift of God.
That's right.
Yes.
Not a result of works. And so can't nobody boast.
Can't nobody.
Can't nobody.
No man.
Brag.
No man.
No man.
Religion is believing what someone else has defined.
Uh-huh. All right. That's right.
Spirituality is having your own experience.
Yes. Yes.
You ever heard somebody say, I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on now. Come on now.
Yes.
Oh, you're preaching now.
Yes.
You're preaching now. You're preaching now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Cast to the house now. Yes, sir. Preaching now.
You see, nobody is interested in what you think.
That's right. No. No.
That's right. All right.
But Christianity is the relationship that combines religion and spirituality. And it results in a personal relationship with Jesus.
That's right. That's right. Make it plain. Make it plain. You made it plain.
Yes.
Right.
I don't know what your Lord said. I don't know how you and Jesus get along, but I know how me and Jesus get along because we have a personal relationship. And I don't have to be in CLLC and I don't have to be in chalk level. I can be out there in my car and I can talk to the Lord.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. It works anywhere.
Yes.
Everywhere I go.
You gotta have a method. A method.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's all right. That's all right.
And then you need a mindset.
Mindset. Mm-hmm.
16th verse say, so we have stopped evaluating others from a human point of view.
Mm-hmm.
At one time, we thought of Christ merely from a human point of view.
That's right. That's right.
But how differently we know him now.
Now.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
All right now.
So what do you have on your mind? Colossians 3:1-3 says, since you have been raised to new life with
new
Christ,
life. That's right.
Set your sights on the realities of heaven. Where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand.
Yes.
Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth.
Mm-hmm.
For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. You see, a single-minded person has one or two things on their mind.
Lord help us. Lord help us.
Either a single-minded person has only God on his mind. And they are completely committed to trusting and obeying him.
That's right.
Or they have they self on their mind.
All right.
And they are committed,
committed to
pleasing them.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And then there's the double-minded person.
That's right.
Who wants what God's got.
Yep. Yeah.
But they want it their way.
Brother King.
That's right. That's right. Have it your way. That's right. Thank you, Lord.
That's all right.
Yes.
Single-minded.
Amen.
My mind is on him.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So never seek after anything other than the approval of God.
That's right. That's
Reverend Perry, when you're going through the church, the local church, the district church.
All right now, watch out now.
Conference level.
All right now, watch out.
The this and the that and all of these things that you got to do, you got to move this way, you got to do that. Just put your mind stayed on Jesus and who I come to please is him. I'm not worried about what man can do to me.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
I got my mind stayed on him.
That's right. Keep you in perfect peace.
Yes, sir.
He'll keep you in perfect peace.
Perfect.
If your mind is stayed on him.
Yes, he will.
And then finally, there's the wonderful mystery. Verse 17 said that this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person.
Yes.
The old life is gone. A new life has began. This is just a promise for anyone who is in Christ. Not for those that are outside of him. For those, the religions of men, and those who are trying to reach Christ through their religion. Mystery. Paul talks about this fellowship of a mystery, and I'm almost done. We should carefully consider what this phrase means. It demonstrates that these are not only facts to know, but a life to live.
That's right.
Yes.
United in Jesus with other believers.
Yes.
Without any separation. That good, good.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you.
That's right.
That's
right.
That's
right.
You see, I was in church when I walked in the door, and I felt right in church.
That's right. All right.
It wasn't a whole lot of people sitting around, but I felt right.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes, sir.
When people say you welcome, I felt like I was welcome. I felt like I had entered the house of the Lord.
The Lord.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
Say something.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's all right.
And then I was waiting. I sent Dwight a text. He probably still ain't got it. But I was waiting because I do like to hear good singing. I do like to be wrapped around by men.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You know what I'm talking about? I look at the church. We're talking about that in the back. Why men don't come into church? You might see a small church with four or five women.
Yeah.
But you never see a small church with four or five men.
Amen. Amen.
It's something about a man of God. So when those three fellas walked in the back, it just something went over me. The Lord could speak to me and say, it's all right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
He's on now.
That's all right.
Yes.
Something about the mystery.
Yes, right.
In Christ, we are made an entirely new creation.
That's right.
Just as God created the heavens and the earth. He made them out of nothing, and he does the same with us.
Yes.
He don't just clean us up. He makes us brand new.
Brand new.
So when we are in Christ, we are partakers of the divine nature.
That's right. That's right.
I called Sister Bullock up on the phone. Sometimes we'll have church.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
She's not a preacher, but she bootleg.
That's right. That's right.
And sometimes I'll call to comfort her, and I get off the phone and I feel so good.
Yes, sir.
It's something about the mystery.
That's right.
Yes.
When God is in you.
Yes.
Christ in me. We are in Christ and he is in us.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new creature.
Amen.
Yes.
Old life is gone.
Yes.
New life has begun.
Yes.
Songwriter captures it like this. He touched me.
Yes. That's right. That's right.
Oh, he touched me.
All right now.
And oh, the joy.
Joy.
That floods my soul.
Floods my soul.
Something happened. And now I know. He touched me and made me whole.
Yes, sir.
What a testimony.
Since I met the blessed Savior.
Yes,
since he cleansed and made me whole.
Yes,
I will never cease to praise him.
Yes.
I'll shout it while eternity rolls.
That's right.
He touched me.
Yes,
yes, sir.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We are ambassadors.
Amen.
Of Christ.
Yes. Amen.
Walk like it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Talk like it.
Yes.
Shout like it.
Yes.
No matter where you are.
That's yes.
Right.
Let them know that God sent me here.
Yes.
Because if he didn't send me here, I would not be here.
That's right. That's right. Yes. That's right.
Good job. Don't worry.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Too many people talking about just wait until I make this great, or just wait until I do this, or wait until I go over there. Let me give you some news. You can't do anything where you are not.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
So praise God.
Praise God.
Where you are.
That's right.
Be an ambassador for Christ.
Amen.
Let the world know. I am.
Amen.
He is, and he is mine.
Yes.
Because he touched me.
Yes.
That's right.
And made me whole.
And made me whole. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. That's all right. That's all right. That's all right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you.
Come on, brother. Yes. Come on. Yeah, God.
Yes. All right. Thank you. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. All right.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. All right. You know, in the church today, we have many meetings. After a